بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, firstly, before we carry on our lessons on the great ni'mat of salah and what the reality is, and then we'll come to understand first of all who we are and what a great honor we have got through the gift of salah. Firstly, just the revision of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy unto mankind to teach us how to live under the mercy of Allah. And that is the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, today myself, all of us, we haven't realized that to live under the mercy of Allah, we have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are complaining, but we're not turning back to where the mercy is. So that is why it's extremely important. Here we're just doing little muzakara, but we should try and make an effort at home. We have ta'aleem with the family every day and revise the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in such a way that we ask one another, did we practice on the sunnah? Did we practice? And when this comes alive, then see the nur that will come in the homes. So further we learn the sunnahs when leaving the home. Before that, we learned about the etiquettes of going to toilet, relieving ourselves, try to make wuzu at home before leaving for masjid. And even when we're not going for salah, but try and leave with wuzu, we'll be in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Then when leaving the house also, there are etiquettes. When leaving the home for the masjid or any other place, recite this dua, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wala hawla, wala quwwata illa billah. So simple, everybody knows, but myself, we all should ponder and think. I go out of my house unmindful, not even salam I'm making, not even bismillah, and not even, so when we read this dua, you're saying, Ya Allah, I emerge with your name. When you emerge with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to announce to you that you left in my name, then kufita, I'm sufficient for you now. You don't need anything. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. And now place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever needs you're going for, where you're going, you're out on the road, etc. Put our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wuqita. When you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Allah ta'ala will take you in His protection. What protection we need? Any other protection? And worse, all this haram insurance policies, we don't need any of this. Then, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no might, there is no power, but by Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, I've got no ability, strength to do good, neither have I got any power to stay away from haram, but with the help of Allah, and with the protection of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala tells the angel, my banda has said this, tell him, hudita. Now Allah has put him on hidayat. Now whatever work he does, whether deen, dunya, he will do it in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased. Then a person should proceed with dignity. Especially if we come into the masjid, we are late for some reason, then don't run. Yes, walk at a brisk pace, a bit faster, but don't run to the masjid. So this also we should understand that sunnahs will bring beauty into our lives and it will bring dignity in our lives. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Further, we continue with the lessons of the reality of salah, what salah is all about, and what a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is. Then a person will appreciate it to such a degree that his life can go, but his salah will not go. Because he knows, this is my main, what Allah has given me, how to make my life, Allah has given me in the salah. So we were busy discussing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two rakat salah, Allah has given us such a great gift, such a great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what the whole world, all the creation of Allah ta'ala is engaged and they are not unmindful of Allah for a moment. They are all the time in the praises of Allah and Allah has given them one part of salah. Every creation just got one part of salah. For example, the trees, etc., the tall buildings, they are in Qiyam. So they are only in Qiyam all the time. They don't go into Ruku, they all the time in Qiyam. The Hayawanat and Hasharat, that is the animal kingdom, and the reptiles, the reptiles, etc., what are they? The animals, etc., they are in ruku. And the mountains, etc., they are in ruku all the time. And we are Allah Ta'ala, and then the reptiles, they are all the time in sajda. So no creation of Allah Ta'ala is unmindful of salah. But they got only one aspect of salah. For example, the stars and the heavenly bodies, they are also in salah. What they and what is their aspect of salah? They are rotating all the time. And what speed they are rotating. Scientists can then make as much as research with regard to astronomy and all that, they won't even come to an iota of the system of Allah Ta'ala. How Allah Ta'ala has made these heavenly bodies, what magnificent, great creation. But in the eyes of Allah, these are minute things. These are small creation. But how it is rotating, so in Salah also you're rotating from Qiyam, you rotate, you move to Ruku, then you go to Sajda. So all the time there is movement, they are in movement all the time. And then not only that, the arwah, the souls, those that still didn't even come into the world, and then the malaika, and then what they are engaged, they also engage in salah, but also only one aspect of salah. They are in purity all the time. They are pure, and they are reading the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, all the time. Different malaika, different types of tasbih they are reading all the time. Allahu Akbar, there are 8 malaika holding up the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. 4 on the one side, 4 on the other side, reading the tasbih all the time. Laka alhamdu ala ilmika ba'da ilmik. Oh Allah, pure, subhanallah, wa bihamdik. You are so pure and all praises belongs to you. Laka alhamdu ala ilmika ba'da ilmik. You are so pure and praises to you that upon your tolerance, despite you know everything that's happening. Allah is so tolerant. Allah knows I cast a haram glance. Allah could make me blind in a split second. But Allah is so tolerant. The others, Farishtas, are saying, Subhanallah wa bihamdik. Laka alhamdu ala kudra ala afwika ba'da kudratika. That, oh Allah, you are so pure and all praises upon you that the way you forgive, despite you got full power, nobody can question the authority of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, after his people disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, he said, Ya Allah, in tu'azibum fa innahum ibaduk, wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. If you have to punish them, they are your servants. And on the other hand, you are that mighty and kind Lord. Wa in taghfir lahum, and if you forgive them, wa innaka antal azizul hakim. You are, despite you, that mighty power, and but you what? You are full of wisdom. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also read this ayat whole night one day in tahajjud. So the malaika, they are all the time in the praises of Allah Ta'ala, then reciting kalimat, shahadat, then tilawat of Quran, some of them are engaged in, like we know in the month of Ramadan Sharif, Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make door with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Quran al-Kareem is still being recited in the heavens also. And du'as they are engaged in all the time. Those same farishtas that are beholding the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala says, now don't make my praises, just say Ameen to the du'as of my special servants. Allahu Akbar. So all the creation got, Allah gave in one package, in a matter of just 2 rakat salah. In fact, in 1 rakah, you got all this put together. That is all the ibadat of all the creation put together. Who has got this? Now to understand who we are first of all. And what a ni'mat, then we'll appreciate it. And who we are, as the further Shah Ahmad Shaheed, Rahmatullah Alayh, explains in his bayan further. He says that all the creation only got one aspect of namaz. Or insan, ke khas chela sarkari hai. Sari khubiya thori arse arsa mein. Marhamat farmaya. Allahu Akbar. Aur khalifa karke sab par usko hukam diya. Allah Ta'ala, who has made this human being a very, very special royal servant of Allah. Allahu Akbar. All the creation, so magnificent, the skies, the beautiful sun, the moon, all special, outstanding creation of Allah. But you, Hazrat Insan, Allah Ta'ala says, khalaqtuka biyadai. I created you special with my special care. As if I created you with my hands. Allah doesn't have hands and parts like we, but Allah to show His special care and how much concern He's got for us. What honor Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah Ta'ala says that you are my royal servant. You are the royal servant of Allah, Allahu Akbar, not the kingdom of any king of this world or any state president. You is a very close minister or anything. We are the very, very special royal servant of the kings of kings, Malikul Mulk. So we don't know who we are. When we don't know who we are, how are we going to appreciate and look after our value? Like Hazrat explains one time, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, he went to visit one Nawab Sahib. That is in India, they call them Nawabs, those who are very rich, etc. They are so rich that they even like control that whole city. The government just leaves them, allows them to control. So he went to one Nawab Sahib, very rich person, invited Hazrat. So while in the car, etc., then he says, Hazrat, today we see people don't respect the ulama, they don't respect kuffars. Why is this? So our buzurgs, they are very cool and calm, and they first make out what this person is asking. They don't just answer immediately. Hazrat kept quiet. He didn't answer them. They came to the house, then they sat down, then they some tea or something was served. So one of the workers came, and he spoke very rudely to the Nawab Sahib. So then Hazrat asked him, that who is this? He said, he's my worker. Say, but he speak like this, disrespect to you. How come? He said, Hazrat, he doesn't know me. He's a new worker. So Hazrat immediately said, you got your answer. In other words, people don't know the value of the ulama. They don't know the value of the huffaz, so they don't respect them. And worse is, our Hazrat teaches us, you are alim yourself, you are hafiz yourself, but you don't know your own value. So we don't know our own value where. So exactly the same. Insan, we don't know who we are. You get a job by some rich person. You are happy, I got a job. You just got a job because you are looking for the job. But when you come to know who is this person, then you're surprised, he gave me a job. Where if he knows me, he won't want to give me a job. How come he gave me a job? And then Allahu Akbar, what a position he gives you. Then he tells you, no, you take care of my office. Allahu Akbar. Now you are shocked, astonished. Allah Ta'ala, who has created us, min nutfa, from a dirty droplet of sperm. Allah knows us in and out, but we haven't made learned who our Allah is. And that marifat, that is why we learn. First, do that cause of marifat, of the recognition of Allah. Then we'll come to know an idea. Man arafa rabba, who comes, gets an idea of the marifat of Allah. How great, how magnificent. Allah is ghani, Allah is independent. Yet Allah has chosen me to be His special, very close worker. Allahu Akbar, what a position this is. And Allah Ta'ala, you only chose that person who you to regard as trustworthy. And you did that, Allahu Akbar. In the Quran Kareem also, Allah Ta'ala explains that Shuaib alayhi salam's daughters, when we're not going into detail, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam assisted them, and they saw how strong he is and how trustworthy. He didn't even lift his eyes towards them, etc. When they went home, they told their father, Istajiru inna wal kawiyul amin. Hire him. He is a man who is very strong and is trustworthy. So you only give a person a job when you feel he's trustworthy. He'll take care. And that is why, Allahu Akbar, what trust? What trust Allah has given us, the whole world put together cannot take on that trust. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawat wal-ardi wal-jibal fa-bayna ay yahmilnaha. Allah says, we presented the trust of upholding the commands of Allah and passing on this message and teaching the people and teaching the creation who is Allah, how great, how magnificent, and that you got no choice but just to be an obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a great trust. It's a very, very great high level job, which no government in the world can give you this job. It is such an honorable job, and Allah didn't only give it to one person, not only just after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave it to them to teach us, that you people now will be our vicegerents. And you, because we are in there, we are directly the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We the ambassadors of Allah ta'ala. So we have to trend, set the trend. Not that Shaitan will mislead us and may we follow and will they may take our trend of Islam and they put it on their stupid fashion clothing and they write trendsetters. Whereas who is the trendsetters? The trendsetter was Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who to come teach us who we are first of all. So Allah Ta'ala says we presented the thrust upon the mountains, Aradnal Amatan, Allah Samawat, on the heavens. We ask them, you are ready to take the thrust of recognizing, passing on the message of the recognition of Allah and then fulfilling the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They are doing their duty. Without, they got no the choice in the matter. Allah has given us choice. That now I give you. They said, Fa'abayna, oh Allah, we can't take this trust. This is a magnificent job. It's a very, very insan. Allah says, أَيَّ فَعَبَيْنَ أَيَّ حْمِلْنَهَا وَحَمَلَا الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Insan said, we are ready, O Allah. And so beautifully Allah put it, that bola bala. He didn't really know what a job this is. It's like a father, you got a heavy box to carry some important things. You tell the elderly son that take this box and go and put it in the office. He is lackadaisical. He doesn't know that if he takes that box, what is in there for him also. He doesn't know what's in there. So he's not interested. He says, he's getting up or even lazily. The smaller brother is only 5, 6 years or 7, 8 years. He's running. He says, Abba, I'll take it. He knows he can't even pick it up. But then when he runs, how happy his father gets. And his father gives him a bigger present than his elder brother. So same like that. Insan, we were, so to say, very simple-minded people. Didn't know what a trust we are taking. But Allah Ta'ala gave us this honor, this respect, this dignity. And when you recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and you realize Allah gave me this honor, gave me this trust, me that useless insan, worse than that small child who can't do anything, me this useless person, Allah gave me this honor. Who is my Allah? How magnificent, how kind is Allah? How generous is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? You are absolutely shocked. And then Allahu Akbar. Then when you just think how great Allah, how magnificent Allah Ta'ala comes into your heart and what enjoyment you get, you can't explain. So beautifully the pious servants, they say, hum unke yaad mein, jo hum apne boriya par karte hain, nazar takte Sulaiman nazar aata hai. That when we are sitting on our straw mat and we thinking of Allah Rabbul Izzat, oh Allah, how magnificent, how great, how kind, and you choose me to be in your obedience, and you choose me to be your royal slave, then we get as if we are flying on the raft of Sulaiman alayhi salam. What an enjoyment you get, but we haven't learned who Allah Ta'ala is, unfortunately myself. And this cause actually is supposed to start from the time we came in the world. That kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child has got that nature, that capital. You came in the world with an open heart and a soul that has seen Allah Ta'ala. And you came here now to build it. And just think, now all this, that time you didn't have a body, you didn't have need. Now Allah gave you a body with need. And not to fulfill your own need, I will take care of your need. You have to do my work and I will do your work. And not only you, with ever your needs, all the other creation, we gave them one part of salah, and also not just one part of salah, that they must be obeying Allah's commands to see to the needs of insan. Allahu Akbar. The sun rises for our benefit. The sun sets for our benefit. The moon comes out for our benefit. The stars, everything is for our benefit. And that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, realize who we are. Ad-dunya khulikat lakum. Dunya, Allah made it for us, not to get lost in the dunya, and not to slave for the dunya, to become the slave of Allah. That is an honor. You don't know who you are. You leave your position. Allahu Akbar. Like our Hazrat explains, that when the Hafiz Alim doesn't know his position, he leaves the honor of being in a masjid. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, I never ever met any alim in my life who serves the deen of Allah for Allah's pleasure and Allah Ta'ala doesn't give him his rosy with honor and respect. Any alim that you find that is not them, he's got problems and he's complaining, etc. It is because of his not fulfilling his responsibility of looking after the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the alim, that is his position. But every human being, if we now come to understand, why do I have problems in my life? Why have I got all this depression? And why? Because I'm not fulfilling my responsibility. I'm not fulfilling my amanat, my trust. And the trust also is not just only that Allah Ta'ala has given us trust to uphold the command. Our life is a trust. That a person should realize this life Allah gave me. And it's a trust Allah has given me an amanat. And very soon, somebody gives you an amanat because he regards you as a trustworthy person. This person is very trustworthy. Let him keep my valuables. But when you go and ask him for it, he doesn't want to give you back also. And then you are forcing him, but he must use it also. Then how upset you will get with such a person. So exactly the same. Allah has given us this great honor, this great responsibility. Then our life is a trust. Then Allah Ta'ala has given us the position as a royal slave. A person who is a royal slave. And he realizes, I'm the slave of who? Who am I? I'm the slave of who? Allahu Akbar. What is the position of my boss? Then he wants to live up to that honor. He wants to just think. Today, sadly, we're living in a world that we forgot who we are. And we have degraded ourselves. As Allah Ta'ala says, when you don't learn who you are, by learning who Allah Ta'ala is, then although, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Insan with it. Allah takes qasam to for us to understand. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا Who can say a more truer word than Allah? So why does Allah have to take a qasam? To impress upon us, insan, who you are. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ Insan, we made you the best of all our creation. And who? Allah is best in such a way. خَلَقْتُكَ بِيَدَيْ I made you specially, O insan. And to show you also this honor, that when you learn who Allah Ta'ala is, that is why Allah sent us, to get the proper knowledge, not to go and learn all shaitan things, and to go to school. A child when is born, and from childhood already, the first thing the parents have to be teaching their child is the marifat of Allah. Allahu Akbar, azan in the one ear, iqamat in the other ear. The child has to be hearing zikr of Allah Ta'ala in the house. All the time the child has to be hearing and getting nurtured in that. As the child starts coming to learn, the first word that's supposed to come out from his mouth, supposed to be Allah. La ilaha illallah. But that is if we brought that in our life. So we as parents, we didn't understand who we are. And we're not even taking the trouble to learn. Who slaves are we? Who are we, the royal slaves? And we are the ambassadors of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, you don't realize who you are? ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ We will lower you to the lowest and lowest of ebbs. And we can see today, this Hazrat Insan, who's supposed to be the best of creation, that, Allahu Akbar, we even forget who we are. One day we say, I'm a boy. Next day I'm a girl. Next day I'm queer. I don't know whether I'm a boy or girl. And this is called education. Allahu Akbar. And as Muslims also, we regard it, no, children must go to school. Although we know they're learning filth and dirt, we'll still play a prize. Allahu Akbar. Parents are playing how lot money. Well, forget them. Grade R and grade 1. For just the word. Kindergarten. And today, why all this big adverts? That from the child, your child is 3 months, hand it over to us. We'll take care. You can go do your work. It's not they will take care. They want to synchronize that whole child's mind into shaitaniyat. That you're the slave of shaitan. You're not the slave of Rahman. But still, your mind is dead. Allah still feeds you. Allah still gives you. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala, who has given you so kind, so magnificent, so honorable, we haven't realized who we are. That is why we don't even know how to lead our life today. And then we got 120 complaints. And when we got problems also, we're running to people who don't even know our problem and can't solve our problem. We put ourselves in a mess and you don't learn about shaitan. Shaitan's work is just to make you scared. Shaitan's work is to put depression in you. Now you are sitting like a depressed person. Or you like a druggie. Now you want to run to a rehab. You want to run to a psychologist. They take you back in your life. And they tell you, blame them. put the problem on your parents. No, this happened in your life, that happened. That is past. Do what you have to do now. And where is the solution? Turn back to Allah Ta'ala. And realize who gave me my life. The one who gave me my life and made me his royal slave. Allah has taken care. I will take care of your responsibilities. I will take care not only إِنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Not only your physical needs, not only your body needs, even your emotions. Allah says, I will control it. That when you feel happy, it's not many times you see you very happy. Wife says, why are you so happy today? You're smiling and you're talking. I'm just happy. It's not you just happy. إِنَّهُ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Allah makes you happy. Allah makes you cry. Sometimes everybody is happy. You're just feeling sad, down. You don't know. Allah is controlling our emotions. So if we only come and understand this, then we'll realize Allah gave me this life is an amanat. Then Allah Ta'ala gave me parents. What an amanat are they? How they supposed to? If your parents did their duty, you'll realize what amanat they are. And you'll appreciate them. And you'll want to serve them also. You'll know Allah has sent me here. What is this royal trust that I've got to learn how to, first of all, serve Allah Ta'ala. And then be of benefit to the whole creation of Allah Ta'ala. And then appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In such a way that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. When you recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah's mercy, Allah's generosity, Allah's justice, Allah's kindness, Allah's compassion, and Allah's feeling for the whole creation. What feeling Allah Ta'ala has got for the creation, then as you get a glimpse of Allah's greatness, then imbibe the qualities of Allah. You'll want to be like Allah, you'll want to be in the company of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has sent us here, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. That make your character like the character of Allah. You also become a responsible person. That be a responsible. Allah made you a man. Not to boss your wife around. Not to boss your children around. Allah ar-rijalu qawwamin. Qawwamuna ala nisa. Bima faddalallahu ba'dahum ala ba'd. Allah gave you strength and might. Allah knows how Allah created you. So Allah made you a man. Don't you now become like a girl, like a lady, and like a female. What position Allah gave you, uphold that position. And no, it is not a position of authority that I must rule. Allah, whose authority can be greater than Allah Rabbul Izzat? But how much of kindness Allah Ta'ala has displays on us. We know that I'm worth that I should be. Allahu Akbar. Most probably, Bayezid Bustami Rahmatullahi. He is going for his Jummah Salah, well dressed, and the Imam of the time, and what is murid, and a woman throws down ash from a building on top, and it falls directly on him, and he says, Subhanallah. His murid are surprised, say, Hazrat, is this the time to say Subhanallah? Person like me will say, who's that? Go and catch her and start, forget our namaz, and we get involved there. He says, Subhanallah. He says, Hazrat, is this the time for Subhanallah? He says, I say that Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, you pure and all praise to me. Bayezid is such, I'm loving such a life that you just threw ash on me, oh Allah. I supposed to be a big, the ember of fire supposed to fall on me and burn me alive. But you are so kind. When we don't know who Allah Ta'ala is, then we expect this is mine. This is mine. And that is why we find, look at the tarbiyat of the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. He says, when I was only 2 years old, and like children like something that just is mine, and they get attached to it, his father one day said, Zakaria, bring me a pillow. Immediately he said, Abba, my pillow. When he just said, my, his father gave him one smack. He says, I was only 2 years. He says, since when anything is ours? We belong to Allah. Nothing is mine in this world. So when we realize who we are, and we don't deserve this job, and what a job Allah gives us. Allah didn't say go in job in the offices, and that is by the way. Allah will give it to you with honor if you realize what is our work. Our work is first to recognize Allah. And what is the sign of recognition? We wouldn't know how to appreciate and show our appreciation to Allah. Allah gave us 2 rakats namaz. Now when you come for salah, now you realize that Allahu Akbar, I am the slave of Allah. Allah is so kind. I must go out with those qualities. When I go home, I don't go like a big lion and a boss in the house. No, what salam, what sweetness, and your wife is happy you came. And now you understand that this Layla, where does she come? Our Dada Shaykh, his Shaykh, Hazrat Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, when you see your Layla, your wife, then think where she comes from. Daste Mawla se aya. It's not that I just went to propose, or sadly today we found her on the, online, and we found her online, and when she comes, then we offline. How foolish we are. We don't know even how to lead our life, and like Hazrat is teaching us, we don't know how to eat. We don't know how to talk. We don't know all these things. That is why Allah Ta'ala said, Allah, we learned in the introduction, Allah sent the greatest Murabbi, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then those who followed in his pattern, and Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqin," be with the true, righteous, pious servants. Then you realize I am a Khalifa of Allah Ta'ala. Your children you'll appreciate. You'll appreciate. And then actually what is it? Now when you got this great job, how to, as you come to recognize your boss, who is he? Now a successful worker, a successful husband, a successful wife, a successful student, murid, is that person who learns the temperament, the mizaj of his sheikh. He learns the mizaj of his ustad. You learn the mizaj of your father. What's the temperament? What my father likes? The wife learns the temperament of her husband. Husband learns. So before your husband even comes, she knows, my husband wants me to be dressed like this. She's ready. My husband wants, that house will only have goodness in there. So to learn, and that is what Allah Ta'ala is sending us, told us, that why did I send you? Sibghat Allah. Color in the color of Allah. Learn why and how to get that color of Allah. You have to get it from the man of Allah Ta'ala. That is why Allah sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And that is actually the object of the tasawwuf, etc. To learn how to get colored in the color of our mashayikh. That in your sheikh, you know exactly, my sheikh, this is his temperament, and this is what you become. And that is what our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when you come in the company of the mashayikh, and you annihilate yourself, and you realize, I am just an ordinary slave of Allah, I came to learn about Allah Ta'ala, and then you see, you say, tumhari kirdar bar jayega. Your whole way of life will change. Tumhari guftar badal jayega. Your talking will change. Your raftar badal. Now you're walking. First when you came in, immediately the sheikh made out, this person, he thinks something about himself. He thinks he's going to tear the earth. And then when he's talking, Hazrat knows even more. Oh, this person, in what deep waters he is. But they make our tarbiyat. If we came with the intention sincerely that I want to color in the color of Allah, and I want to recognize my Allah, and become my humble slave of Allah, and fulfill this great duty Allah has given me, and to uphold this duty, Allah has given me the greatest gift, salah. That regularly I come to the office of Allah, and I have connection with the markaz, with the central government, and I get my instructions, and I go out and do my duties again. So Allah Ta'ala calls us 5 times a day, and when a person comes to know, and now you realize, I got no choice, that I must just be like an honorable slave, and I must fulfill my duties to the best of my ability. Man tawaza lillah rafa'ullah. You humble yourself for Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person who becomes a humble slave to his boss, a person who becomes a humble a child in the house, that father treats him like the father. The father will give him so much honor, and that person will get honor. But people like myself, Allah save us, now you realize what a job I got. Now you want to have ulterior motives. That now, no, I want to get close to the boss, that he must, now, he'll give me his car keys tomorrow. Then he'll tell, like Hazrat says, we ask the boss before time, give me your car keys. He'll say, you just hardly started work, rather get out from here. And then you tell him that I want to see your wife and children. You say, what's wrong with you? Just get out, I'll tell you. So Hazrat says, you just take bath and you think, no, I must become a Khalifa now. See, everybody is getting Khilafat, where's my envelope coming? And Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that you don't even know who you are, how to do the job, and you're asking for something. Like we don't even know what we are, and what du'as we are making for Allah. Allah, you're a small child, you say, Allah, I want the aeroplane. And all these things. So Allah Ta'ala, like Hazrat, so Hazrat teaches us, the mashayikh will teach us, that first understand who you are. A person came to his sheikh, and Now he thought that I want to become the Khalifa. Everybody is, and I want to be the main Khalifa, and people will respect me, etc. Hazrat, to show him how useless you are and how immature. What you gonna Khalifa is to know how to look after your own life, and then the life of your wife and children, to bring the greatness of Allah in their heart, and then to color in the color of Allah yourself, and then to help others to come on that path. That is Khalifa. It's not a position that you think, no, now people, Khalifa of so and so. If you don't uphold that position as Hazrat teaches us, even if Hazrat gave you Khilafat, you cancelled it on your own. So to make us realize, one person went like that to a sheikh, and the sheikh made out, this person got ulterior motives. He wants to, waiting for Khilafat. So the sheikh showed him, the sheikh took a cup, that why you couldn't see through, and in that cup he put one small mouse, and he put a plate on top, and he closed it, and he gave it, and he told him, you take this cup with this plate on, don't love this plate for a second. You just hold it, stuff like this, go and give it, deliver it to that other buzruk in that other town. And if you leave, you just, you love it a little amount, all your whole life will be destroyed. You'll realize how useless you are. But insan, al-insanu harisun fima munia. Allah says our nature is such. What Allah has prohibited, that we want to do. We tell our, and that is why, teach our children before, don't look at all the billboards outside, don't look around, etc. You tell them while you're driving, don't look at that board, then they're going to look at the board. We ourselves can't control our gazes, where are they going to control? So this person, he's taking that cup, but now in his heart he's praying, that what is in here, what is in here, what is in here? And as he's going, and he lifted that plate slightly, is a mouse going to circle? That mouse immediately jumped out of the cup and gone. And when he came back, then he said, you delivered it. He said, Hazrat, by the time I reached there, that thing disappeared. He says, how that thing disappeared? He says, you can't look after one mouse, and you want Khilafat. Allah Ta'ala teach me, all of us, that we have to come first of all to learn. We are the slaves of Allah. Then realize all the great ni'mat Allah gave to each creation of His separately. Allah gave us in a thore arsame. In how long does our 2 rakats take? Not even 2 minutes. In 2 minutes, Allah marhamat. Allah gave you a great gift. And Allah made you His khalifa. Such a khalifa. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Insan, we gave you control of the airspace. You controlling, making jets, and you say, this is our airspace, that is our. We gave you control of the ocean, submarines you make. You control all the big, big ships, etc. Small, small boys, go to the eastern countries, you see. Small boys controlling a big elephant, controlling a buffalo, etc. Allah gave us that ability. And Allah says, وَرَزَقْنَاهُ مِنَا. The food we have prepared for you, pure, halal, and tayyiba, as Hazrat is teaching us. But still we don't realize who we are. We go eat junk food. We go eat filth and dirt. And then we say, the children don't learn. You give them junk food, what are they going to become? They're going to become junkies. And don't blame them. We are giving them the junk food. Sadly, even going to send them to his class, but give them money, going because father is gone to job, mother is gone to job. You take, go and buy one burger and go and buy one coke. The child is coming to madrasa with one burger in the right hand, one coke in the left hand. He's got tassis on, jeans on, boots, and he's coming to madrasa. How is he going to learn his sabak? Allahu Akbar. One ustad saw, and the parents complaining, my child is not moving forward, he's not learning. Hazrat immediately didn't, went to the house, asked him what food, what the child is eating. They say, thus we give him some money. He says, that's the problem. Give him home food and give him the food what the mother cooked, etc. So instead to realize this, we should realize who we are. We are the Khalifas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this great gift to remain connected to Allah, to become the slaves of Allah, to learn to color in the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become tolerant. Allah is Halim. We also read the name of Allah, Halim. Then we'll be tolerant at home. We want for small, small things. It's my authority. What I say, my way or the highway. It's not now you realize. It's only my family is so kind to me. It's me that causing the problem. So then Hazrat explained, when you realize this, jisne farma bardari ki, aur hukam bujha bajalaya, uska mansab kaim raha. Or that person who realized what a position Allah gave me. I am a useless slave, but Allah made me His royal slave. And Allah has given me this great position. Now you remain firm onto that. You learn how to do the work properly. That is learning the commands of Allah. Try your best to obey to stay away from the prohibitions. And with that you realize, I'm weak, I can't fulfill this position. You make tawbah, you make istighfar. That means you remain firm on your position. You tried your best. Like a student, he's early, he's all the time in a class, he's trying his best. Still he says, "Ya Ustad, please make dua for me. I'm not concentrating properly. I'm not." Ustad gets so happy with his child. And he makes dua for him. Tahajjud, duas come out from his heart. Similarly like that. Children, etc. So we realize that you remain firm on that position. Not only Allahu Akbar. A slave is not supposed to get any recompense. He's a slave. But Allah Ta'ala says in return, and we are taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat teaches us, whenever you obey, and especially for salah and any other command of Allah, have two niyats. One is iman, that I am the slave of Allah. Allah created me, and it is Allah's command. So I am obeying the command of Allah Ta'ala, but not just as a duty, not as a responsibility, as a great gift. Allah allowed me to come into His house. So just think for that moment, as Hazrat says, before we say that Allahu Akbar, think, Ya Allah, you brought me in your house. It's your command. I am your slave. Jazakallah. And you'll make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then not only that, ihtisaba. What reward Allah is promising, we can't imagine. That Ya Allah, the Hazrat says, you remain firm on your position. You realize this great trust. Or behesti huwa. You became a jannati. Allahu Akbar. What for two rakat salah, what Allah is giving, what palaces, what enjoyment. And then you realize this is not the world for enjoyment. There's no enjoyment in this world. There's no all the haram there. Enjoyment is to love in the obedience of Allah. To be in the duty of Allah Ta'ala all the time. As Hazrat explained, that person was Khalifa of our Dada Sheikh, big businessman. He went in the first, he used to travel first class PIA, Pakistan Airways. And the air hostess, they become big muftis, more bigger than the muftis also. So the first thing they offer you is wine. Even it was Muslim airlines, but also offering wine. So they tell, have this. They say, no, I can't have this. He says, they're insisting, have this. He says, no. He says, what you worried? If you drink little, you won't get intoxicated. So what, have it? Says, okay, you're forcing me. This is my share. Go and give it to the pilot. Tell him, I give him a present. So she said, no, pilot can't have, he's on duty. Say, why? He's only going to fly the plane after 2 hours. Say, 24 hours before he fly the plane, he's not allowed to drink. No intoxicants, anything. So he says, pilot is only 24 hours on duty. I'm 24/7 on duty. Says, what duty you are? I am the duty of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah, the pilot, his boss is not seeing him whether he's going to drink or not. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. My boss is all the time with me. My Allah is with me. He's seeing me. He's protecting me. When I hold my position, He gives me more honor. And He gives me, promises me, you'll go into Jannah. Such beautiful gardens. Wafiya mata sail anfus. And on the other hand, if we didn't know who we are, we didn't learn who we are. We are the slaves, honorable slaves of Allah, the ambassadors of Allah Ta'ala. We are supposed to be teaching the world how to get close to Allah. Hazrat says, we are becoming like the people who are summun, bukmun, umyun. People who are deaf, dumb and blind. And we are following that fashion. Allah says, if that is the case, Hazrat explains in his bayan, jisne nafarmani ki, aur us par qayim raha. And that person who fell into the disobedience of Allah, became the slave of shaitan, and you adamant. Like Allah Ta'ala says, kalla, bal rana ala kulubim. The more you engage in sin, your heart becomes black like rusted. You tell a person, this is no good, you say, what he know? It's not your life, Maulisab, it's my life. What he know? It's our graves. These old men, they don't want us to enjoy life. So they're telling us, don't do this, don't go clubs, etc. Allah says, you remain adamant on your foolishness. Then, Allahu Akbar. What will be your result? And you're still firm on that. You don't even want to change your life. Wabe mansab, you lost your position. We see in this world, you become a minister, although the world is upside down today. That you become a minister, the more you're in corruption, the more your position stays. Otherwise, if you got any job and you don't uphold it, immediately the people make a noise, you'll be kicked out of your post. So we see that Allah Ta'ala says that when a person doesn't recognize Allah, doesn't uphold his position, you see he falls into depression, he falls. Today the World Health Organization, many years ago, they came to realize that all the diseases, the main cause of it is stress related. That this person got stressed. But what is stress? There's no disease like stress. Stress is in reality, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَانْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who forget that who is our master, whose slaves we are, and we forget about Allah, Allah says, I make you forget yourself. Now you go and sort out your problem. Now we're running to everybody else. So when we haven't uphold our position, and we became there, we lost our position, then ulta pao, instead of walking frontward, we're walking backwards. And like we see today, children, they're playing games, they're looking behind, and so beautifully, Allahu Akbar, Abdul Hayy Arifi Rahmatullahi, one great Khalifa of Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullahi, used to say, Kadam Su'e Markad, Nazar Su'e Dunya. You walking towards Allah, to Akhirat, and you look into the world. So our ulta pao, we're walking on our heels backwards, and instead of going towards Jannat, Dozakh mein gir gaya. We have fallen in Jahannam, and the taste of Jahannam in this world already. Jahannam is a place of misery, of anxiety, of worry. All that you'll see, you'll get it in this world. And how to come back? Just come back to the friends of Allah. Learn who our Allah is. Get colored in the color of Allah Ta'ala. Become the humble slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat says, or janna chahiye, ke jo koi namaz panch gana na ada kare, usko sawab hai. اور جو اور جاننا چاہے کہ جو کوئی نماز پنج گانا ادا کرتا ہے اس کو ثواب ایسا ملتا ہے جیسے اللہ اکبر. Then Hazrat explained that remember, one is your namaz is such a great gift that if you realize what it is and appreciate every creation got one part of it. And you were, Allah gave you the whole creation's ibadat in two rakats. And then not only that, the reward you're going to get. And when you perform two rakats namaz, it is as if you're involved in all the other ibadats. That you're giving zakat also. You're going for hajj also in two rakats namaz. Allahu Akbar. All that, as Hazrat will explain, that how, what is zakat in namaz, what is hajj in namaz, all the other ibadat, you're getting all that in two rakats namaz. But we have to realize we are the slaves of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is our Malik, our Khalik. Allah is Rahman, Rahim. And that is why Allah brought us. And this is what is the tasawwuf all about. To learn about Allah and get colored in the color of Allah. Of Allah Ta'ala, Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah bihamdihi.